Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, boys.
Corby.
Hello,
welcome
girls.
In.
Hello, how we doing?
Great.
We're all good.
How are you?
How we doing back there, boys? Guys good?
We're doing great, okay. Corby.
All right, good. Good. It's good
thumbs
to see
up.
You all. Thumbs down. Okay, let us begin with Jen, P1 Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Who says, this might be a loaded question, but if you could design the perfect partner, what three qualities would be non-negotiable for you? The question might provide interesting insights into what men prioritize in a relationship.
The booty.
And which qualities they value most
One.
In a partner. Okay. So first off, non-negotiable is a little bit much because we all negotiate a little bit with whoever we're with.
Yeah, you have to.
Right? There's
right.
no perfect human being.
A nice butt is non-negotiable.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I would say...
Non-negotiable.
Okay, all right. So that's part of the first thing, which is if you're in a room, bar, church, whatever, and you see someone...
Oh, yeah.
They have to... Whether it's a butt...
Oh, yeah.
The
whether
physical,
it's a face...
You're
you
talking
have to
100%
have that,
physical.
Of course.
The initial attraction.
The initial. The first thing has got to be like, oh, hey.
Right, because you go, oh, yeah, big boobs, this is great. And then you go, whoa, I cannot talk to this person.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Right.
And that's why you never look them in the face if you can't talk to them.
Again,
you know, I was going to
sure.
take this question seriously.
Sure.
I am taking it seriously.
I can see what you're trying to do.
But I would
you
say.
Can you focus a little bit?
The
okay, Bob.
Physical
right.
spark. First.
That's always number one, no matter how much you dig the personality or want
right.
to speak to someone that's on your level. If you don't, if you're not physically attracted to them, you're not going to make the first move.
And that's a variety within a range.
Sure. Yeah, it's
so
whatever.
Sure.
It's
yeah.
a million
it's what
different
you like.
Things. Right, right.
But I mean, I think like in an actual relationship to be with someone, like communication, I think is key. Like I have to be with somebody that I can talk to.
Yeah.
And like actually talk to and say things that I need to say. For my desires and needs, but also be able to hear theirs at the same time. And it takes time to get to that point in a relationship because oh, I don't want to hurt your feelings, so I won't say this. And then it builds up and then you get irritated.
Yeah.
Now you get to the point where you don't care about hurting feelings whatsoever.
You're just like, hey, you know, this is what's going to happen.
So great.
I would say initially though, I would want someone with a sense of humor.
Yeah, sense of humor.
Right.
Gotta have that.
Because if somebody has a sense of humor, they're probably cool.
The ability to carry a conversation is highly underrated.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you're even on like a first date, if I ask you a question or ask you about your life, have something to say other than, I don't know. Or, I mean, be able to
right, right.
communicate.
To talk.
That's a big one for me.
I would also probably need someone.
Show a little cleavage and.
Someone that would
jumps.
Have somewhat similar music taste because I like to go to concerts. And I don't want to drag you to something that you're just sitting there staring at me like.
Actually, hearing you say that, because I've had people ask, could you be with someone that just would not go to breweries? I was like, man, I mean, I could, but would she like that?
Yeah.
Because that's something I enjoy doing.
There's a lot that
doing.
Goes into going to a brewery, too. I
yeah,
mean,
it's more than just drinking.
Communal,
yeah.
it's talking, it's fun,
right.
whatever, yeah.
I think you guys have wrapped up everything perfectly. Sense of humor is definitely towards the top. I don't really care about the music thing because if I want to go to a concert, I can go to a concert by myself.
Yeah, that's
or
true.
Even if
that's true.
We can sacrifice one or the other. If you go to a concert with me that you don't enjoy, then I'll return the favor and go to one that, you know, maybe you can start leaning towards some of those that you may like. You may find something in that. So sense of humor, communication, and the booty.
No AIDS.
That doesn't bother me because you get medication and stuff now.
That's true. All right.
I don't want to discount. Oh, man, you're hot. I love hanging out with you. AIDS. Can't hang out.
Holy crap, baby.
Well, that was really close.
Thanks. Would you rather
close.
Your
wasn't
child.
Wasn't I really close?
It was a little too
yeah.
close.
Yeah. It was.
Like, I thought about dumping that, but we don't have one
right.
in here, so I don't know.
I think it was good, but. Don't ever do it again.
Yeah, don't do that again.
What did I do?
You almost said the F word.
No, I didn't.
You
yeah,
did.
No, trust me. It wasn't in my brain, so I didn't almost
we
say
can,
it.
Yeah. We can look at it.
It was
2 minutes.
No, you can pull it back. But
unintentional
I promise I didn't.
F-bomb.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say
it. I don't care if it wasn't in your brain. You almost said it.
It's okay. We all say it.
And you guys, just
because
you
word.
Guys like to use profanity, don't put it on others.
Yeah, would you rather,
what up, bitch?
Would you rather your child end up being a top 10 chess player in the world? or be a bench warmer in the NBA who has a 4 to 5 year career?
NBA, because they'd make gobs more money coming off the bench in the NBA than a top 10 chess player.
And if your kid was a top 4 or 5, or I'm sorry, a top, you're a top basketball player in the world. That's what you are if you're a bench warmer in the NBA.
He went to college for
free. Would also mean yes. College 1,000,000% for free, and you have had a blast watching him, her, right. Whatever.
And then after 5 years, he's like, hey, it's not working. I'm going to go play in Europe and make a few million. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll come visit you in your penthouse in Paris.
And I'll be there.
Right.
Like,
that'll be great.
John Morant's dad.
Yeah.
Chess.
Just all obnoxious.
Chess, you
got to
live in Russia.
Everything.
What was that show that we all kind of watched at one point on Netflix?
The Queen's Pawn or whatever?
Yeah, The Queen's Gambit.
Yeah, Queen's Gambit.
It was a good show, and it made me interested in it, but not enough to, like, dive whole hog into the world of chess.
Well, we didn't all watch it.
Some people watched it. Some did. It was good.
Mostly the nerds watched it.
I would say so. 10 years from
did
now.
Did you watch it, Baldy?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
I watched it, so thanks a lot.
He didn't have a TV, Baldy.
No, I don't have any TV.
10 years from now, who will be the more successful athlete, Wyatt Langford or Caleb Williams? Man, quarterbacks are impossible to project. And Wyatt Langford seems to be about as sure a thing
it feels
as there
like
is,
it.
Right?
I'm going to say Wyatt.
I want to lean that way. But what do we quantify as success? Because we put so much about winning and having rings on the quarterback. Whereas if Wyatt Langford never makes the World Series,
but he mashes 45 home runs a year,
he could be Mike Trout, right? Mike Trout, who's incredible and has done nothing in the postseason because his team is trash. And if that were to happen to Caleb Williams, we would say, oh, Caleb Williams was a bust.
I think they're both going to be really successful. Like, both have 10 to 15 year careers in which their teams may not win. Wyatt Langford may never win a World Series, and Caleb Williams may never win a Super Bowl, but I think that they'll individually be very successful. Caleb is going to be good.
Man.
I agree. I think he will be.
I think Chicago sucks the life out of everything.
I know. That's
and it's just quarterback hell. And I think we all realize and understand it's about where you go. That's a lot of how much you're successful. And he's starting out with a coach that may be fired, and they're going to have to maybe start all over with another one. It's, man, it's.
We talked about this yesterday on the show, but it looks like they're going to build a dome up there. And I do think that will be.
That may help.
That would
help.
Change tremendously.
Yeah. And that means he's got, outside of going to Green Bay, most of the games in his division are going to be inside.
And the only thing he has to do is be better than Jay Cutler, and he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears.
Which he will be.
Yeah.
100%. Okay. This is a dumb question, but there's another angle to it. Would you be able to get in the ring with Mike Tyson at his current age and defeat him?
No.
God, no. Are you?
That wasn't the question.
You can be any age in your life you want.
No.
Right. Like, the dumbest thing ever. But
never even trained in boxing. He would, he'd hit me once and I'd be dead.
But even if you've trained in boxing, it wouldn't help you.
I would like to train in boxing.
I would like to fight Mike Tyson. But first, I would like to train in boxing.
There's no way.
At what age could you beat him up? His age? Would you take him at 80?
I would say,
yes.
Yeah, 80.
80?
Yeah. And I'd have to be like 28.
Man, and I think he could still kick your ass.
Probably
at
so, because I think
no,
my dad
but he'd be
can
small. He'd be
whoop me
slower. I just wonder at what point do you have to hit him, or can you just run around?
No,
and
you
got to
hit him.
Then no.
You're 25, and okay, I think 85.
That's so old. He could barely hold his hands up,
and
he probably still would laugh at the licks I'd give him. Like, it wouldn't even knock him down, even at 85.
There's no way, if you're not allowed to kick or do anything of that nature.
No, it's boxing. You can't.
Even at 80, I don't think you could get him.
I'm trying to think of like a boxer. Most of them don't really make it to old age. But is there one out there right now, a famous one that's like in his 80s? Like, is Larry Holmes doing okay?
George Foreman, he's still alive,
George,
right?
George Foreman, yeah. But he's not 80 yet, is he?
Holmes is 74.
Foreman's 75.
Could you beat George Foreman up right now?
No.
No way.
I think if you just, if you had to hit him and you ran, just sprinted at him and faked, then maybe he throws a punch and then you could hit him, but I don't know if you do anything.
He's just going to laugh. Yeah.
Like, we would have had to wait till Muhammad Ali had full-blown Parkinson's. In a chair.
Yeah, then you could have got him.
Yeah, yeah.
I still would be a little nervous. Did you see him, like, shadow boxing even when he was in of his bad times?
Yeah.
He still had a little bit of speed that would maybe scare the water out of me. I'm out. I don't want to deal with any of that.
Getting into a ring with Mike Tyson to me would be, would you, like, throw me into a ring with the Tiger, and I would be equally as scared.
You know, right now, give me Joe Louis.
He dead?
Right now.
He died in like 1960.
I feel like I have a good chance to win.
Decaying for 60 years.
My point exactly.
And skeleton him is
and he still kicks my ass.
With his forearm.
What are you looking forward to the most? The start of the NCAA tournament or opening day for the Rangers?
I mean, opening day for the Rangers, they're going to raise the banner.
I love the NCAA tournament, but this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
But I am looking forward to Thursday. Thursday's going to be fun. All the games going, it's going to be great.
Friday is going to be a lot
of fun.
But
there is nothing.
I'm going to be watching a lot of them. I'm
like
excited.
Like the banner being raised, ring presentation, they're gonna gold there? Around the...
Yes. Were you there for the Mavs whenever they raised the banner week or opening night or whatever?
I wasn't in the building, no.
I was there. They got beat by the Heat by like 80.
Yeah, they got drilled.
And I didn't care. It was just like, well, whatever. Nothing can hurt me.
It's the banner, baby.
Yes.
Opening day. Awesome.
Are y'all going?
Why'd you say it
trying
like
to figure
that?
It out somehow.
Hello.
Are you going?
We're doing our show out there.
Okay.
I have a radio show.
Oh, look at Fancy Pants here. I have a radio show. I'm going to opening day. God.
I got my own radio show.
Knew that or not.
You know what's going to happen? They'll be on the air that day, and Corby will be like, I mean, if you have a suite, need us to come, and then he'll be like, hey, I'm going.
No, Corby will be in the dugout just right next to Bochy, and he'll walk out and... And put his arm on the pitcher's shoulder like Mike Maddox.
He'll walk
what
over.
What is Corby doing out there? He finds his way everywhere.
He's supposed to be on the air right now. It's in a break.
You have a wireless. You go wireless and go down the field.
And then he leaves by the fifth inning.
That's right.
I got to get out of here, but let me get this pitcher out of here before I leave.
All right. Thank you, Snake.